is it that you're trying to cut out?
The myrtle grass and cocoa and Johnsa grass. You gotta come back down here in the summer and go up in there and see it. Johnsa grass is something.
What?
But they poison that. And they're poisoning a whole lot of the weeds here lately since they got the poison to do it with. But used to they didn't have that poison. They poison the boll weevils now. They go up now and put that poison over the cotton in an airplane. And they poison them boll weevils. They think they about got them whipped.
What different plows did people used to have? What different kinds?
Well, in the olden days, they didn't have nothing but an old plow with a, they call them plow points. Had to take them to a man they called animal man.
They called them?
They shod them. They put them down on animal and beat them and they'd heat them and shod them. And they go back and put it on the plow and ply. That's all they had them days, but now they got tractors. They got every kind of tool to work with.
Well, do you hear about different kinds of plows though? Plows that you'd use for different things? Like the kind that you'd use to first break up the land with?
Yeah, that was a plow, and then you have a cultivator, and you'd have a sweep. Sweep, put the dirt up close to it. That's all I know now.
What about something that a lot of teeth that would break up the ground even finer than a plow?
A harrow.
Were there different kinds of harrows?
No, they were made alike, but the cultivator was made different than the harrow.
How's that?
You could, cultivator had teeth too, but there was, harrow had little long teeth about that long. Cultivator had little wide teeth about that long.
Hair had about two inches long or so.
About that long. It was fine. It tapped the ground fine, and the cultivator wouldn't. And a plow was made to plow up the rows to plant the stuff on, put dirt up where they could plant it. It had handles on it. It had a single tree. You know what a single tree is?
Yeah.